My, what a nice congregation. I know that this will be a lengthy service, the best it can be done. Now, I'm not up here to make any excuse. I'm not able to preach. I haven't preached any since in October in 68. But by the help of God, I want to read the 34 verses of Scripture and leave it on your heart and mind. And if the Lord will give me strength, I'd like to talk for just a minute or two. In the book of Kings, in 1 Kings, in chapter 8, I want to read two verses, or three verses, beginning at verse 27. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have built? Yet have thou respect unto thy prayer of thy servant, and to his supplications, O Lord, my God, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee today, that thine eyes may be opened toward this house night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, my name shall be there, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this place. Now over in the book of Psalms, in the 66th chapter, beginning at the 18th verse, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Here's what I want you to get. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Back in 1960, as Brother Hoyle said, in June the 4th, when the church was gathered together in a business session, there was a building fund started. And up until 1968, or 67, 68, there was only $11,033 taken in. In 23 months' time, the Lord brought about almost $13,000. We didn't do it. God done it.
Amen.
What I'm getting at is this. This is the prayer, I believe, that the New Providence Church prayed.
Amen.
Thank God from the top of the building fund. Yes. If God wouldn't let it, to not to let it be built. I prayed the prayer many a time. Thank God, God has poured out a double portion of his Holy Spirit upon the people here. Thank God, this is a place to worship God. We want it to be a lighthouse where the people can come and find God.
Amen.
When they come. That's what the sign said there on the front of the building.
Yes.
Blessed be God that has heard my prayer and not turned away his mercy from me. Praise the name of God. I would have thought I was able to preach a little while. Blessed be the name of God. This is an opportunity. Praise the name of God. We ought to be the happiest people in the world.
Amen.
I'm not talking about the whole denomination.
Amen.
I'm talking about the gospel of the Lord and Savior.
Amen.
people.
Yes.
Gets turned around a lot of times. What do you think about a Primitive Baptist church? But praise God, this is one place where they preach the gospel of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We believe and stand upon the word of God and preaching it the way that the power of God leads us to preach it. Praise the name of God, we welcome you. Anytime you wish to come to New Providence Church, you have an invitation. You're welcome to come. We want you to feel free in the spirit. We want you to worship God, not look at us. Thank God I know that God is real to everyone that call upon him as a message was. Today, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Praise the name of God. I'm glad that God don't put no difference between people.
Amen.
Jews or Greek, whatever color, whatever creed he is, God is the same.
Amen.
He has no respect of person. So the word of God said, I perceive that God is no respect of person in every nation, kindred, and tongue. He that feareth God and worketh righteousness is accepted of him.
Amen.
I know that God's heard the prayers of the people here at New Providence. Praise God, it's just a little building. It's nothing fancy about it. It's the way God planned it. And I can say more than that. But 2 years that we've been working at it, thank God there's never been a crossword. You may not believe that, but I'd hold up my hand to God that I'm telling you the truth.
Amen.
Everything is worked just right. The way this is talking about the building of Solomon built, thank God it's a place to worship God and praise the name of God. We want it to be dedicated to God.
Amen.
On the back.
That's right.
A place where God's Spirit will always be free.
Amen.
I'd like to preach a long time, but I'm not able. Thank God I'm glad. Thank God for the privilege and opportunity of feeling the Spirit of God.
Amen.
I hope the day will soon come when I can get back in the harness just right.
God bless
you. My prayer to God is for every church that's represented, you obey the Spirit wherever you're at.
Amen.
You do that because God can't bless a halfway Christian. That's not in the sustained nowhere.
That's the truth. That's right.
Amen. You're required part of your Christian.
Amen.
You're either on fire for him or you're working directly against him.
Just
well to tell the truth. Your own life will prove it.
That's right.
Your deeds will be made manifest. They'll come before you. Not only that, but they'll come before God.
Yes.
May God bless you. It's our prayer. Hello.